Hello, welcome back to Establishing the Coaching Agreement. In this section, I'm going to give you ACC, PCC, and MCC school distinctions that will also help to understand more of the what and who distinctions. And of course, we continue to want you to be of best service to your coaching clients, and hopefully by the end of this part, you'll also have more distinctions. So here are my distinctions between ACC, PCC, and MCC skill level. ACC skill level, in establishing the coaching agreement and throughout the coaching session, is usually, indicated most by attending to the client's agenda. You have to say, what does the client want to attend to in this session? What's the focus? So you need to at least ask that and attend to that. The focus is usually more on the what. So if you watched the first section of this three-part presentation on establishing the coaching agreement, you'll know that there was what plus who distinctions. The what is more linear, problem-solving focused, sort of more strategic, and looks at what's going on around the client. You know, what has to happen, what do we need to do, how are you going to do it. It's a lot about the environment, the externals to the client. So the coach often feels like they have to do things, that they have to provide value, that the value is almost in, I will say, a consultative type of approach. And this is usually the mindset of a newer coach that hasn't really been trained in any type of coaching skills before, that they start to think of themselves as the problem solver. So they do a lot. They almost sound to me often working too hard and not making the client work, because they are figuring out and getting down in the ditches with the client. So that's ACC skill level indicators. PCC skill level. And do you like my little characters? I think they're fun. Put a smile on my face. PCC skill level actually starts to bring in the what and the who of the client. So up the top there, the client agenda, you still focus on that, but you now bring in measures of success. So that's remembering back to how the coaching agreement works. It's like you start to understand, what does the client want to have by the end of this session, and how will they know that they have that against their topic? The what and the who gets addressed. So there's still a focus on solving the problem. You know, you can often hear the dance happening with the client and coach, between the coach focusing on the external factors and also then starting to understand, who are you? Put their attention on, you know, things like, what's important to you right now? Why is this an issue for you? How does this affect your ability to do your work? What's important in your value set here? How does this match or mismatch with what your vision is for your life or your business career or whatever? So you're getting more into the underlying inner parts of the client. And the coach is a partial partner, meaning they sort of trust the client sometimes to sort of find their own answers. There's that belief in coaching that the coach is there to help the client find their own answers. Beginner and intermediate coaches don't tend to trust that as much, and so they feel like they have to drive the session, drive the coaching agreement, and then they keep driving their car through the whole session and don't really let the client drive and partner fully. So you can sort of sense this what and who dance going on with PCC skill level. When you get to Master Certified Coach skill level, there's a different focus completely. The coach still explores the agenda, but it may be agendas. There could be multiple measures of success. They start to understand the why, the meaning. Go back to the coaching agreement in the first part of this product and you'll find all of that about, you know, why is this, why now? Why have you made this topic important today? You don't have to ask why questions, but this is the only time I find why questions are very useful. You could ask versions of them. But what has this been important to you right now? What's happened that has this topic top of mind for you? Then the coach starts to dance between many levels. They adjust and they're in this flow and dance with the client. So there's much more focus on multiple things happening at once. The coach may be holding, as part of the agreement, many different things the client says, and they're really seeking to understand the deeper meaning to the client. Their focus is like their compass or their radar is completely on the who of the client. They are really, it's like, what do you want to do? How do you want to approach this? What's important to you? The questions are clear. The agreement is focused on the client first and foremost rather than their circumstances and what. I think of it as the who. They start with the who and the what follows. It's not like the what isn't important, but their focus is on knowing that if I find out what the client knows about themselves, their strengths, their values, their wisdom, their challenges, their blind spots that maybe they have got awareness about now, you want to draw on that because that helps them to have not only transactional coaching but transformational experiences with you as a coach. They can go from, oh my gosh, I see now I have a need that's getting in the road here. I mean, you'll hear the client sort of go deeper, or it'll feel like you'll go there. They'll go there with you to understanding what's really the issue rather than looking at just the externals. So that's my quick schematic of the differences between ACC, PCC, and MCC. So just to reinforce it, the ACC skill level focuses on the what. And there's the duck there doing what. A lot of talking. The PCC skill level is the what plus the who. There's a little bit of a marriage going on. There's a little cute little thing going on there. And then the MCC skill level is who are you? Really focused first and foremost on the who. So let me then use the ICF document called the ICF Core Competency Ratings Level, of which you'll find a copy that accompanies this presentation as an addendum. Because now that you have the what plus who to the who plus what distinctions between ACC, PCC and MCC, you'll start to sort of experience that in the language of this particular document. The ICF created this document, made it publicly available to give these distinctions and to take the core competencies and give them more clarity than just in the core competencies themselves. I love this document. I use it every time I am assessing or listening to coaching skills or my own coaching and assessing that, or having anybody coach and assess. So look for the document. This is what it looks like, the Establishing the Coaching Agreement page. I've put it up here, but I don't expect you to read it off of here. I'm going to take you through each of these columns. So the first one, and this is just a recap, it's what the definition is of establishing a coaching agreement. But then there's two little bullet points here that the ICF have given for establishing the coaching agreement. So, ability to understand what's required in the specific coaching interaction and to come to agreement with the prospective and new client about the coaching process and relationship. So, I've dealt with that in the presentations so far. Initially, establishing the rules of engagement. So, again, that's part of, you know, what we didn't go into. That's really another whole area of contracting for the coaching relationship overall. But this second part is what we've been focusing on throughout this entire product presentations, establishing the agreement for the current session. What's the client wanting to work on today? What will make this next 30, 45, 60 minutes most worthwhile for them? So you're establishing the focus. That's the purpose. That's the crux of it. Now, when you go into ACC level, they've given some distinctions between what it is and what it isn't. So at ACC level, the coach takes what the client says they want to work on at a surface level and attends to that agenda with little further exploration. So the coach will ask, what do you want to focus on? And then they'll just start coaching from there. As long as they continue to follow the client's agenda throughout, that's fine. But they will not receive a passing score if the coach chooses the topic for the client, says, this is what we're going to work on today. You said this from our previous session. I think we should continue working on that. Or the coach does not coach around the topic the client has chosen. Either of those will not have a pass at ACC level. At PCC level, remember now we've got the what plus the who. So the coach takes what the client says they want to work on, attends to that agenda with some exploration as to measures of success for each topic in the session. So they inquire more. What would you like to have around this topic by the end of this session? How will you know you have that? What will you have by the end of the session that you don't have now? Anything that gives you clarity, but using the client's language as much as possible in there, is really what they're looking for. Now, there's a longer list here of what won't pass at PCC level. it's with the coach chooses the topics for the session. The coach does not coach around the topic, so that's similar to ACC. The coach does not engage in some exploration of measures of success for each topic, or defines those measures for the client. Says, you know, we'll measure it by doing this. This is how we'll do it. Coach does not engage in some exploration of underlying issues related to achievement of the outcomes or agenda, or does not check with client about whether the client is moving toward what the client wanted from the session. So if you go back to the other presentations, this is important. The underlying issues is the who. You know, what do you feel like we need to address? There were sample questions in the other presentations. What do you feel needs to be addressed? What might be some conflicting issues that you might have to address within you to get, you know, resolution about this topic? And also the whole thing of checking in with the client during the session. Just want to check, you know, how are we doing with what you wanted from the session? Are we moving in the right direction? You know, you said you wanted this at the beginning. How's it moving for you toward that? So that's the indicators for PCC level. I want to give you the PCC markers for creating the coaching agreement that came out in June 2014, and there are five of them. And what I like about these new markers, which I'm also being trained in as part of the first team of trainers, which I'm very honoured and privileged to, is really how these are behavioural based, evidence based. They're not just your idea. It's like you're looking for specifically observing these particular competencies or these particular behaviours being demonstrated in the coaching session. So these are great for you to indicate too what you're doing in your coaching. So at PCC level, the coach helps the client identify or reconfirm what she wants to accomplish in the session. The coach helps the client to define or reconfirm measures of success, and the coach explores what's important or meaningful to the client, and the coach helps the client define what the client believes she needs to address or resolve in order to achieve what he or she wants to accomplish in the session, and then continues the conversation in direction of client's desired outcome unless client indicates otherwise. So when you're coaching and evaluating your own coaching, which I highly recommend you do on a regular basis and have your mentor coach also do that, is you can be evaluating, so how well did I do on these five markers? It's a very nice specific evidence-based, behavioral-based list. Now let's move to MCC. I've actually split these onto two pages, the first page being what to look for and then what not to do, what won't pass. Now remember again, this is focused more on the who than the what. So the coach explores fully what the client wants, establishes measures of success, ensures the client and coach are both clear about coaching process. The coach returns regularly to check whether the direction of the coaching is still continuing to serve the client's coaching purpose, makes changes in direction if necessary based on client feedback. There's a lot of space. You'll hear MCC level coaching, there's just not a lot of like the coach in the mix. It's the coach is there and holding the space, co-creating, seeing the client as really whole and resourceful and drawing out what they know about themselves first. And then they may add some observations and they may make some, definitely ask some very provocative or challenging questions, even as part of the coaching agreement. So here's will not pass on the MCC skill level. If full partnership is not demonstrated, if the coach is not partnering with the client to establish the coaching agreement, if they're choosing the topics, they don't coach around the topics the client has chosen, they don't explore the measures of success for each topic to the degree that it's clear about the client's intent or direction, or the coach does not allow the client full input into the issues that should be discussed to get to the underlying issues, basically, that would help them get to their stated objectives for the session, or the coach does not check with the client about whether the client is moving toward the client what the client wanted in the session. They're all the indicators. Now, there's many ways to do it, so you have to be in the flow with the client and you can use the client's language and concepts. Focus on the who versus the what. So that's distinctions for ACC, PCC and MCC skill level. Now it's time for you to do some integration. Get back on your horse and me stop talking. So when you read the ACC, PCC and MCC distinctions for coaching agreement, what, if anything, are you challenged by in your coaching approach? We often get taught certain ways to do it by our coach training, or we get beliefs about how to do it and then we modify it along the way. So how does what you're doing and what you believe about setting the agreement match with what I've just been through from the ICF's perspective? And then how does your answer to the above question relate back to your mindset? I've put in an acronym there for Babbel, which I won't go into now, but often we have a lot of Babbel, you know, a lot of mindset sort of stuff going on about what we believe should be happening. And again, our mindset is so important to be aware of, because we can dictate a coaching session and what the client should and shouldn't do based on our mindset. Our Babbel can get in the road. So we need to be clear on what our Babbel is, and hopefully do what we can to absence that. And we'll go into that more in the coaching presence presentation. So again, I want to acknowledge the ICF and all the coaches over the years who've contributed to developing and evolving our understanding of the ICF core competencies, and continue to do so. I'm honoured to be part of that group. And again, if you want to get in contact with us, please do check out carlyanderson.com and thementorcoachinggroup.com. If you're not subscribed to our monthly newsletter called The Coaching Brief, you can do that at carlyanderson.com/blog. There'll always be a competency-based article to help support new learning and new awareness for coaches. It's been my pleasure to present this to you, and good luck improving your coaching skills and competency. Bye for now.